The Boar's Head Festival totally surprised me. I didn't know anything about it and how many people are involved in it and how beautiful it was. It's really quite an amazing performance. There's literally hundreds of people involved in, you know, this reenactment, if you will, of the Epiphany. And there's all this activity happening up and down three aisles. There's a lot of live animals and beautiful costumes and dancing and singing, and it was visually stunning.
Connecticut is blessed to have both the mountains and the shoreline, and you really exploited both in your book.
I did. I traveled to about 40 different towns, cities, and small villages, from seaside towns to New Haven, for example, Hartford, Litchfield, Washington Depot, the tiniest of towns, Noank, New Preston, and some of the larger villages. And it was quite spectacular.
Connecticut is also rich in history, and that was something that you took advantage of as well.
I love history, and that's one of the reasons why I love New England, because it's so old. And I used to work at Mystic Seaport, so I'm definitely a museum geek. So I wanted to make sure a lot of the museums across the state were represented, because they offer us so much. They offer us art, they offer us history, and they tie us to our Connecticut past.
It looks like in these pictures, sometimes you were out maybe in a boat. Tell me about some of the ways that you, kind of creative ways that you took some of these photographs.
Well, I don't think I was in a boat at any point in time. And now that I'm thinking about it, I did photograph the Mystic Boat Parade. And for that, I had a prime spot on the bridge that the bridge operator gave me. And I wouldn't have been able to get those shots if he didn't allow me that kind of access. And I did everything on a tripod. I had no time to light everything. I also wasn't always granted a lot of time at the location. So I did multiple exposures on a tripod, and then I did exposure blending in Photoshop. And that's how I got what I got. But that actually worked well for this book, because you wanted to get a lot of the ambient light.
I was really surprised at how many events and traditions occur along the shoreline, and how these towns utilize the shoreline and utilize the water. You talked about the Mystic Boat Parade.
And then we have Essex, and they have a big maritime tradition. They love doing the trees and the rigging, which is volunteers on their boats, lighting them up. In Noank, they do something called the Noank Luminaria, and on Christmas Eve, all the townspeople get together, and they put out these paper bags filled with lighted candles. And there's about 1,000 of them they sprinkle throughout the village, which is quite beautiful.
Karen, you spent a long time, you know, shooting this, but then, you know, putting the book together, you've had a little bit of time and space away from that process where it's a lot of busy work. Let me ask you this. Is there something about what you shot and what's in this book that kind of puts Connecticut's own stamp on Christmas? Is there something uniquely Connecticut about Christmas from what you discovered?
I don't know how we compare to other states in terms of how we celebrate and decorate. But for me, I think it was more about what I found in terms of the spirit of the people. Everybody was really generous with their time. Everybody was super excited to share Christmas with me. People just going all out and being extremely generous and passionate and excited.
Well, Karen Davis, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate being on.